A week from tonight, July 19th, presents an incredibly difficult choice for certain music fans. On one end of Fayetteville, Lake Street Dive returns, playing at George's Majestic Lounge with opening band The Rad Trads. On the other end of town, Langhorne Slim returns to the area. He played Wakarusa in the past. He'll be at JBGB's. Both acts specialize in clever songs that have a firm footing in pop and lyrics that stay with you well after the end of the song. Langhorne Slim's latest CD is titled Lost at Last, Volume 1, and the first song, Life is Confusing, sets an appropriate tone for 2018.
Think I see you anymore, at least not the way I saw you before. We're caught up in traffic, the landscape changed. Life is confusing and people are insane.
Langhorne Slim talked with us yesterday afternoon before he and his band start a new leg of his national tour. He says the song, Life is Confusing, and the entire record, really, examine what it means to try to take a breath at a time when taking a breath isn't always easy.
That's the idea that lives within my heart. So I suppose that comes out in the music. There's a lot of reasons to be wound up. I wouldn't suggest that we shouldn't feel any of that. But I do believe that there is hope. I do believe that there is still love out there, and I do believe that that compassion and connection are not hippie ideals, but ancient ideals and things that we could use more of at this, always, but at this particular juncture.
It seems as though through your music and through your live shows, you do want people to remember that hope is important. Am I reading that correctly?
I think that's fair to say. Without hope, what do we have? If we lose it all, we're screwed, in my opinion. So, I think it's of paramount importance.
The first song, Life is Confusing, is a little bit about that. And just this idea, what is it, people are insane, life is confusing. But there's also a message of perseverance there, not just hope, but keep going.
I'm glad that you hear that. That's true. And for me, I think for everybody, life is confusing, and I have never met a truly sane person. And so within that, it's not a negative thing. I think if we realize that we're all battling in our own heads in some capacity, we will be able to empathize with each other more and maybe not just stick to these rigid sides where somebody's, standing over there and somebody's standing over there saying F you. The great human commonality, I think, is that we're all battling upstairs in one way or another.
One of the great things I love about this record, and I should mention that the title is Lost at Last, Volume 1, is it is at once somewhat nostalgic. I think when I listen to Zombie, I could be listening to great AM radio 1967. But at the same time, contemporary, and I'm guessing that's something you can't really force, that wonderful combination. It just has to come out?
On that one, probably more than anything else, that wasn't necessarily even a song that I thought was going to make the record. I had gotten up went down into the studio. We recorded in this amazing place in Northern California, Stinson Beach, and I was just messing around with it on guitar, and the boys came in and started playing around me, and the guys downstairs pressed record, and then you hear what was, you know, what we did. So that song very much just came together, and when I listened back to it, I agree, it does sound like some lost, like Birds tune or something like that.
Yeah, and I also love that so many of the songs on the new record are under three minutes. I mean, that takes me back, way back to my days starting in radio with records, when great pop songs could be 2.5 to 3 minutes.
I've been writing short songs for a long time. I might be from my early love of punk rock music, even though I play more sort of folk or whatever. I've never been one to write extremely long tunes, and I think on this record in particular, the songs get in and out pretty quick.
There's a line on, I think, it's Never Break, let's fall in love with our phones off, and I think that's something that we all want to do. We all kind of say, man, we're too connected. We look at too many screens.
Yeah.
But then we all have to look at too many screens, right, for work or whatever. I mean, you have to let people know that you've got shows coming up, so you've got to be on Twitter or Facebook. It's delicate balance.
It's a delicate balance. I think it's arguable if we have to. That line is more for myself than it is preaching to anybody else. I'd like to let that be known. And I, you know, these things are tools, and it's how we use those tools. I think that social media and all that kind of thing, it's an invention that can be used for beautiful things, and something that has definitely got everybody hooked.
Love is the key, and under the stars, I lit a flame to dance in the dark. Could break my bones, you could break my heart, but you'll never break me.
What I hope to do and what I aim to do is to provide an experience or a show that feels very connected, and that the energy is elevated, and that we are, it's not just a band up there on stage and the audience down there, but that we truly are one, and we're making it, for that hour and a half, 2 hours, whatever it is, something truly special. And that's not some, like, ego crap. That is something that I've experienced and I believe in the power of.
Christ on the cross, angels are weeping their tears for us.
We've all had concerts where we've been there as audience members, where it was, when you hit that goal of what you were talking about just a moment ago, it can be transformative, right? I mean,
no doubt.
You're there with
the closest. I'm sorry.
Well, I was just going to say, you're there with other people who are feeling it too, and for those 90 or 120 minutes, it can lift you somewhere else. I know it can do that in the crowd. Can it do that for you on the stage?
Oh, my, yeah, absolutely. It's the closest to religion that I have found. And I think in this time that we're living in, you know, right now, it's always been an important thing. But to be able to connect with people and to feel that transformative energy with a group of people that may or may not agree on the same sports teams or politics, and just sort of shed all of that for a while and just get down and be raw, real, and feel the power of music, which is something that has always brought people together. And like I said, I believe always will until the end.
Can you hear the
Get your hat and your boots. Don't forget your bathing suit. We've been dreaming all winter long of going to the boardwalk. We'll ride the roller coaster. I'm gonna hold it closer. We'll ride the Ferris wheel. I'll whisper in her ear. They never seen a girl so pretty. Oh, it's summertime in Ocean City.
Langhorne Slim talked with us yesterday before launching the latest leg of his national tour. He'll play at JBGB's in Fayetteville Thursday night, a week from tonight, July 19th. His latest CD is titled Lost at Last, Volume 1. You can find out more at langhornslim.com. This is Ozarks at Large.
I got aces showing dealer hit me. Oh, it's summertime in Ocean City. Smell of ocean in the air, seagulls flapping everywhere. And dig my heels into the sand, get my picture with the peanut man. When we ride the roller coaster, everything was getting closer. Me and my brother John singing Frank Sinatra songs. The old man outside the bar, staring up at the stars. Says, son, you'll never see none so pretty. On the boardwalk in Ocean City.